when I were 19, when I were 21, I were working in Lee Quarry then, and I were working on the what they call the swing ball, on the tup. We used to call it tupping. If the storm were too big to go into the crusher, it had to be broke up. So that's what I were on. I were on the swing ball, and then I heard about the job down in, well, we had, this is where we had the concrete plant at Lee Quarries. It was called Wellmix at the time, and it was down in Lee Sidings. And one of the lads down in, on the concrete mixers, they were leaving. So I came down from the top. I asked if I could have permission to go and see the boss of the of the concrete plant. He was called Mr. Seville. Jimmy Seville, he was called. And I came down. I got on the driving then with the concrete mixers, and that was the beginning really of my driving life.
So whereabouts did you take the flags? Can you remember at all?
Take the
flags and the stone.
The flags, the flags, when we fetched them out of the Shawforth quarries there, Hayes Britannia. Well, they had different names: Jack of Jim's, Backgown, Hayes Britannia. You know, you name it, Brooks's, and also then loads of quarries, and they all come into one. Yeah, the storm, when we used to, that, it used to go, as far as I remember now, it went down into Westminster City Council. They took it. I think that was for flags around Trafalgar Square, because we were the only ones, I think, that were doing it at the time. The other place was St Pancras. It went there. And then down into Bath City Council, they took the flags and that, you know. They weren't allowed to put tarmac down.
No, fairly.
Whether they do it now or not, I don't know. Or concrete, I don't know. Westminster Council, St Pancras, and Bath. I'm not sure about Bristol. I'm not sure whether we took any into Bristol or not.
You did mention this tupping, crushing the stone. How did that work?
Crushing stone by?
By tupping.
Tupping. What it were, when if the stone had been blasted out, or if it had been ripped out by one of the, what they call the face shovel, were a crane with a big shovel on, it could get large amount, you know, big stones, big blocks of stone. Well, they were too big to actually go through the crusher.
Yeah.
So what we did, we worked alongside the face shovel. We had these, it was like a big swing ball, a demolition ball, if you will, same thing. And we used to break the stone up with that.
However, would there be half a ton or something?
Oh, a ton and a half in that range. It was just a solid ball of metal, you know, iron.
And you lift it up and down?
Lifted it up and let it go and hit it and break the stone up that way, you know.
Would there be a lot of vibration?
Yeah, there were. But you didn't bother then. We sat on iron seats. The seats were iron.
Yeah.
You know, like your old tractor seats, you will. They were that type of seat, you know, until you might have been able to rob one of the old wagons and put a bit of a seat on, you know.
Right, yeah.
But, it's very interesting.
Yeah. And whether a skill in
you might have one that was right up close to your tracks. In next and light, and in about 20 foot away.
Yeah.
Once you got the knack, it was quite easy.
Yeah.
You know, it weren't as hard as what it looked to it, something.
Yeah. The weight did the work.
That's right. Yeah. Once you got the knack of it, and it come pretty natural.
Yeah.
To someone who could drive a crane, that is.